Hey everyone, welcome back. Oh my gosh, my last podcast got really, really good feedback. So I'm definitely going to continue to bring on guests throughout my podcast journey. But this week is all about me. And we are now in the new month of March, January, a little rocky February, a little questionable. So now I set a new goal for March to really focus on me and what makes me happy and just not focus on anyone else. I'm putting myself first and I just wanted to get on a diet. Like, diet has always been something that I've struggled with, like, all of my life. I just wish that I just had a perfect body and never had to worry about what I ate and, you know, never had to worry about gaining weight and how clothes are going to fit. And sometimes this look good and sometimes that looks good. Sometimes I weigh this, sometimes I weigh that. Like, I don't want to worry about that. But since that's not my reality, I have to worry about it. And it literally takes over my life. Like, when I don't care about what I eat, I just feel so sluggish and so tired. And I feel like my body aches, and not like, you know, from working out. This is just from completely being lazy. And one of the reasons why I stopped YouTube is because I was just ashamed of how I was able to lose, you know, so much weight in a short period of time, to just gaining it honestly all back. And that's like my biggest regret, but it's in the past. It's something that happened, and it's just something that I've struggled with for years and years to accept. Like, okay, I'm always probably going to be a heavier girl, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I want to make sure that I'm as healthy as possible. And that's why on February, I want to say 15th, I decided on, February 15th, that I was going to start my diet. And now we are going into week 3, and I lost a little bit. I lost like 13 pounds. And so when I stepped on the scale, you guys, that scale was tipping. I'm talking about 293. And it's still like hard to even say that, because I just can't even believe that I was like that weight. And then I'm like looking in the mirror and I'm just like, my stomach just looks so big and just, oh, like I just was so like avoiding the mirrors. I have the big ass mirror from IKEA that every YouTuber, Instagrammer has. And it's like, I'm avoiding looking in the mirror. And it was like, you know, it was winter time, and just like all last year, I just feel like it doesn't count. And I'm just trying not to be hard on myself, but I feel like majority of my weight was gained last year. Last year was a very, you know, questionable year for me. And I just did not put forth effort in anything that I did, from just work and my lifestyle that I was living. I just went numb, and just all I wanted to do was just eat and just sleep and lay down and watch TV. And that's what happened. Like, I looked in the mirror and like, my stomach is fucking huge, and I have absolutely no excuse, because I have a lot of time on my hand, and a lot of that time was spent just eating. And I picked up the habit of drinking wine. Like, I drank like so much wine last year. It was like second to juice, you know? And so it was all good. But then it was just like, all right, it's a new year. And I just did not want the last year to be the same as this year. So I just, you know, started journaling more. I just really, really, really decided like, all right, you know what? In my journal, I was like, let me just find a goal. Let me just find something that, you know, that can keep myself busy and that I can do and really enjoy and not put too much pressure on myself. So I wrote down in my journal that I wanted to find a hobby. And so even though being on a diet is not really a hobby, but it's something that keeps me busy because I get to plan out, like, what am I going to eat? What am I going, like, my workouts? Am I going to do it with someone? Or am I going to do it alone? So first things first is I was just really big on, am I going to be counting calories? Because I'm never, like, the last couple of times I've been on a diet, I've never really counted calories. I just kind of ate healthy, did a little bit of workout, and then, like, I would lose some weight, but then I would fall off. But this time, I really wanted to hold myself accountable and just do some things that were different that I haven't done before. So I just always remembered my Fitness Pal. So I just decided, like, let me try my Fitness Pal so I know, like, what I'm putting in my body every single day. I do have a food diary, but I just decided, like, I need to actually see. And what I love about my Fitness Pal is, like, you can put Walmart, Trader Joe's, and it gives you, like, the exact calories from those stores. And then I even ordered some stuff from HelloFresh, and I was surprised that the HelloFresh meals were on there. But I'm trying not to be such, like, a calorie, I guess, whore. I'm like, I don't feel like everything that I eat, those calories are really accurate, but I'm just trying to stay in some sort of, you know, accountability. Like, it will tell me, like, this is too much sugar. You need to stay under, you know, 59 grams of sugar a day. And so I won't, you know, eat that item. Like, even a banana, like, I'll put it in and it'll be like, no, this is high in saturated fat. So I'm like, okay, I won't eat a banana. So it forces me to, you know, eat healthy, because if I didn't have that sort of tracker on there, I would just eat the banana. And then, but I'm not trying to be too strict on myself, but I am trying to hold myself accountable and praise myself every day. Like, every day I write in my journal and I'm just like, yay, you did so good with eating today. I'm so proud of you. Just to remind myself that, to be proud of making it this far. And so another thing that I did was I got a watch. I wanted, like, I was looking at different, like, watches, a Fitbit, this, that. But I'm like, I'm not about to be spending all that money. So I found this really cute Apple Watch dupe on Amazon. It was $40. It literally has different exercises on there, like swimming, biking, basketball. And you can count your calories, like walking. It just has everything on there. And so when I get a text message, I can receive it on there. It literally does everything. I don't know exactly everything an Apple Watch does, but it looks just as cute, super affordable. And that's another thing that keeps me accountable, because I was reading up on some stuff, because when I'm on a diet, I just love to read up on different things. And so it said, like, the average American walks 4,000 feet a day. And I'm just like, I wonder how many steps I'm taking a day. So I got the watch, I think, 2 days ago. So the first day I did 9,000 steps. So I was like, okay, cool. So then yesterday I did 10,000 steps. So I'm just like, okay, baby steps. And this is, like, including, like, workouts and me just, you know, at work and doing my everyday life, like going to the grocery store. I just love to see, like, numbers. So it's just like, okay, I can push myself a little harder. Because yesterday I was, like, at 9,000 steps. But I'm like, today I want to do 10,000 steps. So then I got back up after I did my workout. And I went and I did another workout, a quick, like, 10-minute workout, but just to get me those 10,000 steps. So my manager, she actually ended up, like, texting me. She was like, how many steps did you do today? And I was just like, oh, I made it over 10,000. She was like, I did 17,000 steps. I was like, oh my goodness. But she was like, you know, I have a dog, so the dog keeps me busy as well. So I was just like, yeah, that's understandable. But it still motivates me to, you know, get up and just find something to do, opposed to laying in the bed all day, you know? So for anyone who is struggling to make that decision on wanting to go on a diet, it's honestly like a mental thing. You have to be mentally prepared to give up all those things that you love, because I am a sweets fanatic. Like, I can eat sweets like there's no tomorrow, chocolate, cakes, and cookies, anything like that. I love those type of things. And as far as like food, you know, I could just eat junk food or cook like Rasta pasta, make all these different things that I have no business eating. And I'll eat that for like 3 days in a row, 4 days in a row. And it's just like, it's not beneficial to me at all. And another thing that I've noticed is like, my anxiety is way down, just from the 3 weeks that I've been on a diet. Like, I feel like my anxiety has really taken a back seat. I have a lot of energy. I mean, I have a lot of energy. I can go at it for something for a long period of time and actually not get super exhausted. And I just haven't, like, I've went cold turkey. Like, I just haven't had any rice, any pasta, any bread, any sweets. And I'm just keeping it simple. I'm making sure that I'm eating, because I'm just not into having hunger headaches, because that's another thing. Like, you go on a diet and you just feel like, oh, I can't eat. It's like, no, you have to eat, because once you get that hunger headache, it's like, okay, you just want to say fuck it, and then you're going to binge eat, right? So for me, I'm like, I planned out my breakfast, I planned out my lunch, and I planned out my dinner. I only eat between the hours of 10 to 8, and I have a friend, well, two, or I think like several people are doing it with me, but I currently check in with two people. And so one, I actually do work out with her, because we work together, and I've been to her house. She has like the cycling, and we planned on like just giving each other 1 month of just full dedication of working out, eating clean, and just really, you know, making an effort to try. And so the other young lady, I check in on, we're supposed to meet up, but we just communicate via Instagram. And, you know, I just asked her, like, how was your eating? How was your workout today? And she tells me, and she gave me like a cool workout video on YouTube. And that's another thing. Like, I've been dabbling with the idea of going to the gym. For me, I'm just not ready yet. So at-home workouts and outdoor workouts have been something that I've been interested in doing. So YouTube has been my best friend for now. I've been doing step aerobics. I've been doing Afrobeat workouts. I've been doing just regular workouts, just anything to keep my body moving and just trying to stay as motivated as possible. And that's why I decided to like journal again, because I did take like a few months off of journaling. But once we hit the new year, I just promised myself, like, I didn't really journal that much in January, but February I did like the entire month, and then like this month. So it's just like something that I can just look back at. You know, I just promised myself like not to have any fuck up days. Like when I went over to someone's house, I brought like I brought everything with me, my breakfast, my lunch, and I'm just like, you know, I'm trying to stay on track. Like, I don't want to have any type of temptations, because that's the thing. Like, I'll be laying in bed and I'm just like, oh, I'm hungry. And then like, I just want to go out and just go get like a burger, but I'm just like, no, don't do it. And another thing is that I'm guilty of is like stepping on the scale a lot. And so that's just a habit that I'm trying to break, because once I get to like a certain weight, I'm like, oh, I just want to get to this weight. I just want to get to this weight. But it hasn't even been like a full month yet. So it's like, I just need to like relax on being a scale whore, because that's another thing that can discourage you or like super motivate you. But I'm just trying to have like a healthy mentality towards dieting. And I know that they don't want you to call it like dieting. They want you to call it like a lifestyle change, but it is what it is. It's a diet to me, and I'm just like, just trying to change my bad habits. Eating late, drinking, eating bad food, not being motivated. I'm just trying to change bad habits before I get to like 40 and now I really don't want to do the shit and I'm not going to be as fine as I am now. So like I said, like a lot of girls already know, like I've been through this before. I lost like 100 pounds and it's just like to be back where I was like what fucking 8 years ago. I don't even know when that was. I feel like it was like 8 years ago to be back. But I just feel like when the weight gained back, it gained back like in good areas. I had a very cute shape. Like I still feel like I have a cute shape. When I look in the mirror, when I put on clothes, like I still feel very beautiful and very sexy. But I was just like, my stomach just looks too fucking big. My thighs just look too fucking big. It needs to be down. So I don't have like a set weight. Like I need to be like 200 pounds. But like I'm just setting like small goals for myself. Like I need to be like 250. See how that looks. And then move from there. Because I already know once I lose like 30 pounds, it's going to be a problem in these streets. And plus, like, the summer is coming up and I just really want to feel confident. Like, I really want to feel beautiful because I already feel like we're going to be outside this summer. I already know, like, Atlanta, you already know. Like, if you know Atlanta, you already know. So, I just feel like I'm getting my vaccine. And we're going to be outside this summer. We're going to be somewhere this summer because I need to be like, I need to be fine. Like, I'm cute right now, but I really need to be fine. So, and I'm just happy. Like, I'm tall. I'm 5'9". So, yeah, I'm not looking like, you know, I'm almost 300 pounds, but I don't even want that number even around me. I need to be like 250 and under and know that, okay, I'm doing this for a better me because, yeah, I want to have kids and I don't want to be like super duper overweight if I get pregnant. So I'm just thinking about like a lot of stuff. But for right now, I'm taking it one day at a time. I'm going to enjoy this moment, find things that, you know, that I haven't eaten or try different things and just really go from there and embrace and enjoy the process. Like, and it's okay for me to say no. Like if someone asks me out to eat, like, it's like, no, I'm currently dieting right now. I don't, you know, but we can do other things. I think I'll still like take shots. I probably won't drink like that because, you know, people want Hennessy and Coke and this and that. It's like, no, I'm going to do like clear liquors. Like I'm thinking about all this stuff because like, you know, I could still probably go out to drink, but I'm just trying to make sure that I'm within the calories and not just blowing it on stupid ass drinks. But so I just wanted to just hold myself accountable and then announce what I'm doing. And this is just step one of my journey into 2021 because I have other major goals that I really want to accomplish this year. So this is step one. And throughout the journeys, I will continue to, you know, say whatever else that I'm going to do. But for right now, this is step one and I'm really excited. I'm very proud of myself and I'm just very happy. And I can't wait to see how this goes. And I ordered some clothes and they're like one size smaller than what I normally wear. But I'm just like, I know they're going to fit, but I just want throughout my, like at least within the next month to make sure that they fit like really, really cute when, you know, the sun is out and I can actually like step out in something sexy or whatever. But y'all going to see those outfits, of course. So hit me up. Let me know if you are on a fitness journey or if you are. Y'all remember when I had like the Facebook group and I had everybody on a diet at one point? I would be on YouTube and I was just so skinny. Oh my gosh. I don't think I can ever get that skinny again, but it happened like so fast. But I'm definitely interested in seeing how it goes. So we will definitely touch bases, but DM me, hit me up. Let me know what y'all doing to stay motivated. If you have any favorite YouTube videos you want to send me on your favorite workouts or like what you eat in a day to lose weight. Like, I love that type of stuff. Like, let me know and we can go from there. We can do it all together and just have like a mini weight loss reunion. So I will talk to you guys on my next episode.